still looking for your first win, but disappointing result overall.
Yeah, any game you lose is disappointing, especially when you're 1-0 up at half-time. Everything we wanted out of a group from the first half was there, you know. Started from the front three. You know, Ash and Jarmo and Jordan were obviously pressing from the front. We were getting blocks in out the pitch. Looked pretty solid. And after a shaky start, really, because, like you say, they got ball in our final third. You know, Ironside's a handful. He was fickling things on, but without really, really hurting us. So we got a foothold in the game early. And obviously, the way we set up today is exactly what we wanted from the goal. You know, Jordan's got the ball in the central area. Great ball in the box. Good finish, 1-0 up, and managed to get into half time without really any danger. And you know, we addressed it at half time. Said, look, we need to start bright. We need to start front foot. You know, we need to find an extra yard. You know, and that's when you need to up your game. And we made some bad decisions, you know, at crucial times. And you know, you get punished, don't you? I mean, Johan's hold his hand up in there. He said, you know, I should have done better, but should have done better as a team. It's not about individuals. It's about us collectively. And again, you know, we've been punished, you know, free tapping at the back stick, and obviously the free kick's a great free kick, it's a great finish, and we seem to get punished for every little mistake we make, and then we get gifted a massive opportunity for a tapping 5 yards out, and we miss the target, and that's us at the minute.
And also, a couple of minutes into the second half, Dave, of Laurie Wilson's corner cleared off the line, would have been 2-0.
Yeah. You know, so we've come away from home and could have been 2-0. You know, obviously, it was a big game in terms of a team in and around us. You know, you can't lose these games, really, if you want to be, you know, bullying other teams in. If you look at the game, was there anything in the game? Probably not. I didn't think there was nothing between the two sides. You know, they probably shifted the ball a little bit better. But again, we finished the game strong. You know, as you know, all right, we're chasing it and we're committing men forward, but, you know, we should come away with a draw today. It's tough, you know. The lads are down because they feel like it's the whole world's against you. But you can't feel that way. You've got to. We are where we are, and we've got to find a way to keep going, keep plugging along, keep being together, and making sure that, you know, we work a little bit harder and just use the ball better in the final third, and the chances will come.
And it was a strong breeze, particularly in the first half. You made 6 changes to the starting lineup, and it seemed to be knitting very well. You were playing some decent stuff and looking very solid playing into that strong wind, Dave.
Yeah, I was pleased with the first half. You know, it's when you make changes, we have to give everybody opportunities. You know, that's 3 games now, and I think everybody's had opportunities. So, you know, we've only got 1 point out of 3 out of 9, which isn't good enough, and it's not good enough for where we need to be. And the disappointing thing today is the result, because the personnel that came into the team, you know, they've done okay. They've put a shift in. You know, you could tell there's more commitment out there today than there was last week. We looked a little bit more physically stronger, put good balls into goal scoring opportunities, and on another day we win the game. But like I said, the disappointing thing is our mentality. And when you're 1-0 up in a game of football, in a big game, you can't lose that game, and we've lost the game. And that is a disappointment that would be taken away today, is the winning position we've let go, and you have to hold on to that for dear life, and that's a disappointing thing today.
Things don't get any easier. AFC filed, making the trip down to Gainsborough next Saturday. Could be an interesting proposition for you.
Well, everyone in the world will expect us to lose, don't they? And, you know, on paper, you'd probably expect it to be a cricket score, but we've got nothing to lose. We've got everything to gain. You know, we've got 10 games left against 8 or 9 out of the top 8. And if you've got anything about you as a manager, as a player, you know, you want to be testing yourselves against these teams like Fylde's, like your Salford, your Stockport Counties. This is what we're all in football for. What we need to do is make sure that we give a good account of ourselves and keep going.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire Sport.